Do you feel that in a time when we are more connected than ever, we are drifting away from real human connection, especially to ourselves? I do. Hi, I'm Leticia Latino, and I want to invite you to join me and my very inspiring guests in exploring ways to reconnect to your essence, to your definite purpose, to what makes you tick. Are you ready? Hello and welcome to Back to Basics, Reconnecting to the Essence of You. My guest today is Brandon Barnum, who's often referred to as the King of Referrals. He's an award-winning serial entrepreneur, coach, consultant, speaker, author, trainer, and worship leader. He serves as CEO of HOA.com, the number one referral network for home service professionals, and as the chairman of the board of the Champions Institute. He's highly sought after expert in referrals, marketing, sales, joint ventures, and business growth strategies. And I'm incredibly honored to have you here, Brandon, on Back to Basics today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Leticia. Happy to be here.
Well, you know, everybody knows that, that it's all about who you know. And I read somewhere, and we're going to get into it, I think your line is not about who you know, but who knows you.
That's right. You got it.
And so that's why I definitely look forward to hearing your take on that as the king of referrals. But I always want to know how you got to be the king of referrals. Like, what's your origin story? What can you share about your young years where you are already connecting people and make magic happen back then?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, so, you know, for me, I got started in my 20s, and actually it started because I had a child in college. I found out you don't have to be married to have a kid. And so at 22, I was a dad, and at 24, I was a single father, and I had custody of my son. And I was only making about $20,000 a year at that point. And I started bouncing my mortgage checks. I had bought a house by that point, and I couldn't afford daycare and the mortgage. And so I had to make a change, and I got into the mortgage industry myself. And I had somebody mentor me in the art and the science of generating relationships that lead to referrals. And within 18 months, I had 10x'd my income from $20,000 a year to $200,000 a year. And that changed my life. And really, ever since then, I've been on a mission to empower as many people as possible.
Beautiful. I love that the conciseness in which you said that. It's very good. And you hit it. I mean, when I was doing the research about you, I found that I said, this is going to be interesting even for me, because I believe that I'm very good at creating long-lasting relationships. But in the sense of referrals, like trying to get somebody I know to introduce me to somebody else makes total sense, by the way. But maybe I'm not that good at that. And I'm sure that a lot of us struggle with that same thing. So I definitely would love, I mean, you have a book that you wrote called Raven Referrals. That's correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
And so that's something that I definitely would get my hands on. You have a quiz on your webpage called ravenreferrals.com too. But how did you get to the point where you say, okay, I want to train people? You share that I learned to do this, it went well. But from there to making a whole business out of it, that's a whole different story. So share a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, you bet. So I ended up in the mortgage business for 12 years, and I started out as a loan officer and then became a mortgage broker. And I had my own company, and I had 30 loan officers working for me. And so I started teaching and training them to do what I did. And over my career, I've closed over $500 million in transactions by referral. So, I mean, this is almost 30 years now that I've been really perfecting the process and just helping people to learn how to do it for themselves. So then what I did in 2009, I got out of the mortgage business because the industry had changed and I was just done with it. I had gotten all I wanted. And so I had started building referral platforms to really help other people do what I knew how to do. And so for the last 14 years, I have built different platforms. My last was called refer.com, and we built that up to 5 million members of people around the world who work by referral. So I've had a lot of opportunity to train people and teach them. The book really is just a give back. I teach people it's really about service. When you focus on service instead of selling, you don't have to sell because people just are magnetically attracted to your business. And that's what we help people really integrate into their businesses.
Well, I love that because I organically just recently did that. Like 3 years ago, I changed and I got involved with nonprofits that I believe in. But just because I wanted to be of help, and I've been telling people around me, and that's why when I get a guest that kind of validates, I'm like, okay, I'm not that crazy. that I say, I don't chase people anymore. Like, I feel that I get to people easier just by the work I'm doing, just by helping. You bond with people on a different front, and then those people get to know you, and then they want to help you with something else. And that's it's just become easier.
It is. And you touched on something really important. We teach be a charity champion, right? There's something in marketing called cause-related marketing. I've got a marketing degree and I've spent the last almost 30 years learning and practicing marketing. And cause-related marketing is when you attach or associate your business or brand to a charity or cause that you're passionate about, right? So you started making a difference in the community and people fall in love with you because of the impact that you're making out in the world. And then they're more loyal, they stay with you, they spend more money to you, and they refer others to you. So we are on a mission to help everybody become a charity champion and start telling the story of the impact that you're making. Because a lot of people volunteer or they support organizations, and they just keep it quiet. And so nobody ever learns about it. But the reality is that 93% of consumers say they want to know what the brands they're buying from and the people that they're working with are doing to make their community a better place. So tell the story of the impact that you're making. You'll inspire other people to do more for others. And it feels amazing, doesn't it?
Feels great. And it's just sometimes, you know, I spend more effort, which is the part that I struggle with. I spend more effort justifying to people that know me and that know what my company does. And I say that has nothing to do with what you do. And I say, you will be surprised. Even the podcast, you know, again, I don't monetize it. I don't make my, but through meeting you, maybe you say, oh, you're in telecom. Let me introduce you. But I don't do it because of that. It's just we have a good conversation. And then I find myself having these relationships or interviewing somebody like you, like it's a best-selling author. And people say, how do you know this person? I say, oh, I interview them for my podcast. And people are like, really? And that has opened doors to people in my industry that maybe admire that person or maybe want to learn more about that. And it's just counterintuitive. And I think a lot of people struggle with the idea of why is this, how are you going to monetize these things that you're doing?
Yeah. And so, you know, you're absolutely right. People are focused on the income sometimes more than the impact. And they don't understand the two are really tied together. They're two halves of the same coin, if you will, two sides of the same coin. And I believe the more that you do and give for others that, you know, paying it forward, you kind of get those karma credits. But the reality is you're going to attract people to your business. That's what you were just talking about a few minutes ago, Atisha, is you found it all of a sudden. You were in flow. People were just coming to you and kind of magically. It feels like it's just kind of this amazing experience where now all of a sudden your business is growing because you're telling the story. You're letting people in. You're being authentic, but you're also sharing that it's not just about the money, it's about the people.
Absolutely. And it's not always that easy, you know, and that fast. Like you, there's a gap in between doing that where before you start seeing, you know, and but because you don't do it because of that, sometimes you lose track of what, you know, really, I'm not making any money off this, but I feel great and I like the people I'm surrounding myself with. And then you have to, of course, do things too. I saw in the research, you teach how to master the art of the ask. And that's something that's so important. And it's something that as I got involved with more of the nonprofits, I have had to get out of my comfort zone to grow on that area. But every time you're growing, it's a good thing. Right. So I feel like I started my career in the financial world and I say I love doing it, but I'm not good at asking people for their money. I feel too responsible. So I decided that's not the career for me. I went into telecom. But then when you do charity work, you have to, you know, learn how to ask. So what tips can you share in terms of how to manage? I know it's, you know, probably a full course, but what insights can you share on that?
You know, it's super simple and quick. And quite frankly, there's three steps to the art of the ask. The first is setting the stage. The second is listening for referral triggers. And then the third part is ASK to GET. So let me unpack that for you. So, and first of all, we talked about being in the energy, the mentality of serving, not selling. And when you use this approach, it's amazing how much business you'll get from it. But when you first have a client that works with you, they hire you, they decide to do business with you, what you want to do is first, number step one, set the stage. So what that looks like is when they decide to hire you, you want to say before they leave, before I let you go, I'd like to ask you a favor. And they'll either say, okay, or maybe tell me more, right? Only two options. And then you say, I build my business on referrals and I love helping people like you get these results. And you talk about whatever the result is that you're delivering for your clients. What I'd like to ask is, once I've wowed you with my service and you're beyond thrilled with the difference that I'm making for you, would it be okay to ask you for referrals at a later date? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you've set the stage and you basically just said, look, I'm going to do everything I can to impress you with our service that we provide. And so people are thrilled with that because you're just creating a commitment to provide excellent service. Mm-hmm. And what you'll find is in that first step of setting the stage, sometimes you'll get referrals right then because everyone will agree to give you referrals once you've proven yourself to them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll say, well, now that you mention it, Leticia, I've got a friend, a family member, a coworker that could use you right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's step one, setting the stage. Now, once you've done that, now you start serving that client, providing your product, your service, whatever it is you do. Now you're listening for the referral triggers. And the referral triggers are thank you, an expression of appreciation. Wow, Leticia, this looks so great. I feel so good. I've made so much money. I've saved so much time. Whatever result it is that your business provides, you're listening for them basically saying, thank you, you've made a difference. Sometimes you'll even hear them say, wow. And that's what you really want to create in your business. Now, once you hear those referral triggers, it's time to ask them for referrals. And they'll feel totally comfortable because they've already agreed to it in the beginning. And what you do is you say, I'm so glad to hear that, right? They just praised you or thanked you. I'm so glad to hear you feel that way. Remember when we first started working together, I told you that we were going to wow you with our service. And I asked if it would be okay to ask for referrals. Well, now that you've experienced this for yourself, are there any other companies or people, depending on your service, that you know that we could help serve? Because we really love helping generate these types of results for people. Again, you're focused on other people, not yourself. You're not asking because you're looking for more business, even though that's true. You're really saying, look, I love helping people get these results, just like I helped you. And so who do you know that we could help just like we've helped you? And when you do that, it's amazing. It works like clockwork and everybody feels comfortable throughout the process.
Thank you for that. You're right. You put it boom, boom, boom like that. It sounds very simple. And you're right. When I think back in my career, when I have had a hot referral, like a real referral, it has been among the easiest sales I've done in my life. It's almost like half the selling, it's having that person refer you to somebody else.
It's huge. So people are 400% more likely to hire you if they're referred to you because that trust level is so much higher from the beginning. 90% of people say they trust recommendations from other people they know. And in the B2B world, the business to business sales, 93% of all B2B sales start with a referral. So if you want to make more money, get more referrals.
That's beautiful. And I'm wondering, maybe this is a hard question to you, but you know, in my industry, telecom, there's other industry, they're so specific, so niche, you know, that everybody knows everybody. So there's this ecosystem that form that are really hard to break, even with a referral. Any tips that you have, because, you know, you normally work with somebody, you know, And somebody, even I've had people that say, well, they're not the greatest, but we know them for so long even a referral doesn't break that ecosystem. But anything that comes to mind in those situations?
Yeah, several things. Number one, the fortune is in the follow-up, right? So continue to stay in contact with those people. Mm-hmm. It may not instantly move over, but you just want to stay in the conversation so that eventually, if they have an issue with that provider, mm-hmm. they're going to come back to you. When I was in the mortgage business, I had to do the same thing. We call it a wedge strategy. Your goal is to create a wedge between that potential client and their existing provider. Well, how do you do that? You start asking them questions about cost, about time, about service standards and deliverability. You're looking to find where that competitor in this situation is weak and where you can create a wedge between that client and that provider. And then as you follow up over time, you're building more and more relational equity. And at some point, there's going to be an issue that came up. And mm-hmm. at that point, they're going to be more open to talking to you. So follow up with them. Add information, provide, data, introductions, any kind of value that you can add to them that's going to make a difference, and you'll win loyalty, and over time, you'll win their business.
That's so true. It definitely is. And persistency pays off, right? I sometimes say, I have people that they have realized after 24 years in the same, industry, okay, she's not going to go away. So I much rather give it a chance. Let's just try it and see how it goes.
We talked about the art of the ask, but as kids, we ask for everything, right? You're probably a mom, you have kids, Leticia?
Yeah, yes, I do too.
How many times have your kids asked you for things?
Oh, all the time.
They
are masters at that.
They're masters at asking. And yet when we're adults, we're worried about what the other person is going to think of us or what are they going to say. And it's all about this perception. We make up these stories in our mind that hold us back from asking more. And the more you ask, the more you get. That's why ASK to GET. So if you look through that lens, even you might want to ask them, what would it take to get an opportunity for us to win your business, right? What would it take? What could we provide that would give us an opportunity to get in the game with you? I mean, just by asking that, you'll start to uncover opportunities, whether you're in telecom sales or real estate, whatever the industry is, look for opportunities and ask questions of your prospective clients that will lead to opportunities. And then the other thing that works really well is you might say, listen, I know that this is not a fit right now. You're super happy with your provider that you have. Who do you know that might be a fit for my service? Sometimes by asking for referrals, you'll get more business through that person than you would if they'd have given you their business directly.
That's a wow moment. That's very valuable insight. Yes, that the storytelling, how dangerous that is, that how we take it personal and we think it's about us and maybe it's not even about us. And then that other never burn a bridge. I'm big on that. And because you never know. And the fact that, but changing that mindset from maybe this is not my customer, but maybe through referrals, I can get to better customers or better business than what I was targeting on the first place. That's, I often say, if it was Oprah, it would be a tweetable quote from you right there. I love that. Thanks for sharing. And I know in your courses and all you share, you also talk a lot about social influence and how becoming an influencer. So that's something that I have bumped into organically myself, but I would love to hear your perspective and give advice to our audience in terms of some people think they don't have anything to say or that what is it that I know so well? I cannot become an influencer. And I think everybody can become an influencer.
Yeah, they can. I mean, there's some people that are more natural fit. They're more outgoing. They're extroverted rather than introverted. But the reality is a lot of the introverts have incredible knowledge and they just need to share what it is that they're best in. If you've been in business for 5, 10, 20 years, you've got subject matter expertise in an area that you can mm-hmm. share to use to attract. I always talk about influencing influencers. If you want to expand mm-hmm. your influence, you're doing it right now, Leticia. This is a great example, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to expand your influence, you partner with people who are influential. What's one way to do that? Do a podcast. Interview people that have followers. And, you know, at the end, you're going to share this with your audience. My team will share this mm-hmm. with our audience. And everybody wins more attention and, over time, more influence together.
That's so true. And, you know, I'm sure that you've seen this. One of my biggest surprises for my podcast, because I don't do it to, you know, gain audience, but I've noticed that there are episodes that maybe I think are not going to do good because maybe they're not, you know, something that is of interest to me. I find every story inspiring. That's why I say I have the perfect podcast, because everybody has an inspiring, but maybe some things resonate more, like what I'm talking with you right now is kind of where I am right now in my own business. Yeah. So it's very interesting to me, but maybe somebody's listening. Very interesting, not that great, but I've been surprised how some episodes that I wouldn't say would do good, do much better, but right. much right. better than episodes that I find that are interesting to me. And that's the power of the message is different mm-hmm. for whomever receives it. And everybody's different stages, different influence. And that to me is magic. That's why I keep doing this, because you never know what that one episode that maybe didn't do it for you is going to be a game changer for somebody else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you just never know, like you say, you never know what is really going to land with people. But I love the fact that you're telling inspiring stories. And, you know, one of the areas that I have noticed where people don't accomplish and achieve all that they can is that they don't really set goals, right? They're not clear on what it is that they want to create, to manifest, to attract, to experience, to accomplish. And so the faster, the more that you get clear on those things, the more magic starts to show up in your life, right? You created this with a goal of spreading a message and inspiring people, mm-hmm. and that's happening, right? So, you know, the more clarity you have around your goals, the faster those things start to happen. And I learned that back in 2004. It's funny because we're talking about Charity Champions. I was helping and supporting a charity in Portland, Oregon. And I was on their corporate industry council, which just meant I was helping them raise money and awareness. And so we did an event, and I brought in a speaker, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Do you know those books?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I was just with him. His name is Mark Victor Hansen. I was with him last Tuesday for 2 hours. He's been a mentor for me for, in May, it'll be 20 years now. But on that day, we raised enough money to send $1.2 million in medical supplies around the world.
Oh, wow.
And that was so fulfilling to me. Like, it was so inspiring because we knew the impact that we were making globally just from that one event. But the impact for me was that in those, when Mark was speaking, he challenged everybody to write 101 goals. He said, look, if you get clear on what it is that you want out of life, life will give you what you're asking for. But most people live life by default rather than life by design. So what I did is the next week I went to Maui with my wife and I wrote out 338 goals on that trip.
Wow.
And one of them was to have Mark Victor Hansen write about me in a book by May 28, 2005. And you know what? A couple months after we started becoming friends, he offered to write about me in a book. And that book was published May 31st, 2005. It was called Cracking the Millionaire Code. And there were three pages about me there. Now, I don't tell you to brag. I share that with you to inspire you that whatever you want, you can achieve. And by me writing down that goal, very specific, with a timeline of when I wanted that to happen and occur, it was off by 3 days. But it, to me, when I wrote it down, it was a massive, outlandish goal. I didn't think, quite frankly, it would happen. But it did, because I asked the world, the universe, God, and said, this is what I want. And all of a sudden, it showed up. So amazing things happen when you get clear on what it is you want to achieve.
Thank you for that. That's such a powerful reminder that, I shared this in the podcast before, but I met my husband on match.com. And I wrote 40 things I wanted out of a relationship. People say 40, but when you get very specific, I've said this before, like really specific, like that he likes kids, that he wants to have kids, that he's not a gambler, that he's not like, I got very, because I read it somewhere, it's like, you have to be very specific. When we go to the grocery store, we are specific about what we want. We just don't, you know, if you want to go in and out and get a, and don't spend too much money, blah, blah, blah. And it's amazing the power of writing down and getting clear, as you said. So thank you for that. It's a great reminder. I hope everybody gets a pen out after this podcast and starts writing some goals. Now you say 101 goals. Wow, that's going to it's gonna take me a little bit of writing.
It does. And it takes some time. And, you know, you and I are on video, so I can show you. I have my goals right here. Written down.
Wow.
Goals through the year 2050, places I want to go. Like one of my goals is I wanted to be at the top of the Eiffel Tower, and I got to do that on my wife's birthday last June. And so, you know, just things, people you want to meet, places you want to go, experiences you want to have. And it's really inspiring and it's fun. And the more clear you get, you'll be amazed how quickly some of them come to pass. Like one of my goals is I wanted to meet Bono, the lead singer of U2. Yeah.
Yes.
And I met him in 6 months from setting
that. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it was incredible. I was just at the opening night of the Sphere in Las Vegas with the U2 concert.
Oh, and my God.
Was just an amazing
experience. And I've written about writing about meeting Gloria Estefan. And then but this was many years ago, over 20 years ago. I wrote like 15 things, and that was the hardest thing, and that was the first one that happened.
Amazing.
Out of that list. Then I have written, learned the piano, do other things, which I eventually did. But the one that was the hardest and I had no control over happened. So then I've written a few blogs because you're probably going to be episode 270. The podcast has been going on for 4 years. And my goal is episode 300. I want Gloria to be on it. So that's my goal. I have some time. But so I'm manifesting it right now.
and I had somebody that just did their 300th podcast episode.
Yes.
And what they did to celebrate is they brought back their guests, some of their favorite guests for little segments. And they made it like a 3-hour thing and they invited people back. And it was incredible. I got to be on it and it was just such a joy. But I totally support you in that. I see you interviewing Gloria Estefan and telling that story of how inspired you were to meet her so many years ago. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I met her twice already after I wrote it. I have two pictures with her. Now I need the podcast. Yes. And Seth Godin, I did my podcast course with Seth Godin, the marketing guru.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
And he was my episode 100. And that was a big full circle. And I've had the inventor of the cell phone on the show. And for a telecommunications professional, that's like also like, an incredible experience. Martin Cooper, the 94 years old, telling how he invented. So all these, we're not bragging audience. We're just telling you that we both are big on writing goals and that's how magic happens. So don't be shy about it.
Don't be shy, right? Make stretch goals, goals that you think are crazy and incredible. And you'll be amazed, just like Tisha shared, that the things that you think are the hardest can be the easiest for God, who's the ultimate deliverer of all of your prayers and ambitions. So,
absolutely. And before my next question, which is on networking, you know, I read somewhere, if you don't believe in yourself, who will? And I think that's something the universe needs to know, that if you are writing it, it's because you're ready to receive it. And but if we don't do it, if you don't do it for yourself, who's going to do it for you? You're that's not going to have somebody that's going to go and write your list. You have to do it yourself.
The most simple formula for manifestation comes down to three words: ask, believe, and receive. And you can ask. First, you have to ask. You have to get clear on what it is that you want, right? Mm-hmm. Then you've got to believe that you're going to do it, that you're good enough, that you're worthy, and that that is going to appear and manifest for you. And that's when it happens. That's when you ask and believe you will receive.
I love that. And I'm going to wrap something. I say wrap it in gratitude. Once we wrap all that in gratitude, even before receiving it, just to know that it's possible, that I think is definitely a powerful combination. So I know that you are also teach on networking. And as a sales professional, I've heard many of my mentees, I mentor young women mostly coming into telecom, which is mostly a male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. And it can be really intimidating to go into these events where you don't know anybody and your boss tells you you have to come back with some leads, you know? Right. So I know you teach in some of your online classes that you to really navigate networking events, and you provide tips about it. What can you share for those people that are still uncomfortable with networking events?
Yeah, well, there's a few things. I mean, number one, be strategic. You want to network with a purpose. Don't just go to any event, but really understand your industry and who it is that you're looking to connect with and be in front of. And then go to those places and those events where those people go. Number two, I always recommend that you invite people to network with you. If we teach referral partnerships and really creating powerful partnerships with other professionals and businesses who are serving your perfect prospect. So if you're in telecom, you might want to work with other people that serve business owners. Who would that be? It could be business coaches. You could work with a financial advisor or accountant, somebody that is actually helping them, advising them on the finances of the business. Maybe it's a CFO to go type of company where they're advising the enterprise accounts that you're looking to be in front of. Invite them to network together. Even if they say no, you get credit for inviting them out. You get to approach them with a give. And if they say yes, then you get to work the event together. Now, when you do that, you want to make sure that they're crystal clear on the type of people that you want to connect with. Okay. And then you want to be clear on who they want to connect with. And during that event, you introduce each other as you're working the network, the crowd together. And what happens is if you meet somebody that is a good fit for your friend or your partner, when you make that connection, it almost feels like a referral because you're adding credibility and trust to that other person, and they'll do that for you as well. Now, a pro tip to networking is always meet the event coordinator. When you check into that event, let them know exactly who you're looking to meet with, because their role, their goal for that event is to connect the people that are coming to the event. That's the whole purpose for them being there, right? So if you let them know, hey, listen, you know, I am really looking to connect with leaders in the telecom space, and you probably have a better description of that. You know, I'm looking, is there a specific title, Leticia, that you look for?
Well, the construction manager, engineering manager,
Okay, great. So you would describe that. You know, I'm looking for construction or engineering managers of these type of companies. Do you know anyone here that would be that type of a person? If they do, they're going to be happy to connect you, because that's how they win. That's how they feel like they've added value, and it's really true. So now you'll get somebody that's leading the event that already has credibility and status within that organization making the introduction to a prospect for you, and that can help you win big fast.
Very powerful tip. And then to also complete on your thought of becoming a subject matter expert and influencer, if you also want to do that and you tell that event coordinator that you're interested in speaking and that you can speak about certain number of topics, you're going to be top of mind. I have found when I speak at events, I don't pay for the ticket. So I save money to the company because I go in for free.
Yeah.
You speak, you say your message in, you know, you align to the topics you want to talk about. And then people come to you at the end of the session, giving you the card. You don't chase anybody no more.
It's attraction. You're absolutely attracting them.
It's incredible.
And there's nothing better. We call it elevate your expert status, right? Look for ways to elevate your expert status, whether that's credentials you can add. But speaking on stage is always the best way to really gain authority and credibility. And just like you said, in your talk, you're going to share some of the challenges that you help solve. And the people in the audience that are hearing that may have some of those challenges. So they're going to come to you with the solution. And one other pro tip, you may exchange business cards and get their information. When you meet somebody that you want to meet with, schedule the meeting right there. Don't let the meeting leave and then you've got to try and track them down and follow up with them. Schedule it right then. Even if it's a Zoom call, it's super simple. Hey, while I've got you here, can we just put a meeting on the books and just make it easy for them? Let's just do a 20, 30 minute Zoom call to start and then, you know, get out the calendar and get it scheduled right there on the spot.
All these beautiful tips. So I always, Brandon, give my guests an opportunity to, obviously you're working on a lot of exciting things. Anything that we haven't discussed, so, you know, you're the CEO of HOA, you have the book, you have the coaching, online platforms for referrals and networking. What is it that you want to highlight? Maybe anything interesting, exciting that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, well, right now we're actually out to create two world records. So that's kind of fun. We're doing the world's largest alliance, and you can go to worldslargestalliance.com. On February 29th, we'll be hosting events all over the US, and then we've got some internationally as well. And people that want to be a world record host can go to World's Largest Alliance and sign up to host a networking event. It's the easiest type of event that you'll ever do, because you just, you know, go to a restaurant or a bar, for example, and they'll be happy to have you because your people will buy drinks and buy food. But literally, it's just a networking event. But what we're doing is we're creating the largest partnership event ever in the history of humanity. And also, the second world record is the most digital business cards exchanged in one day. So we're going to be doing both of those things on February 29th. And we're super excited about it because we're helping everybody that wants to become a world record host. They get a badge, and that we're going to send out the badges as NFTs. So it's a fun campaign. And people can go to worldslargestalliance.com to check that out.
Wow, that sounds super exciting. I can tell the passion and the excitement brewing. So, you know, this has been great. I could talk to you forever because everything is wisdom. It's almost one of those interviews where it doesn't feel fair because I'm just getting tips and I'm learning. And I know we are inspiring people also. So this is fantastic. But I always ask at the end of the show about what makes you tick besides everything that we've shared. You know, when you don't feel that excited, when you have those moments where, you know, our mind can take over and say, not everything is perfect. What's your go-to thing or practice that can resource you and recenter you?
Yeah, so let me say two things to that. Number one, my personal mission, when I was on that beach in Hawaii almost 20 years ago, I've got to download that my purpose for being here is to inspire, uplift, and empower every person on the planet. So that's my why. It's what can I do to help others? That's just my reason for being. Now, as far as the tip, I mean, we talked about the impact that you can make, and that's just super important. To me, it's all about impact, and we want to impact as many people as possible. Say the question again, because there's one other thing that I want to add there.
About what makes you tick and reconnect to your essence.
Oh, I know what it was. So what you shared was some people get stuck sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a practice called the gap and the gain. As people and as entrepreneurs, we typically tend to focus on the gap. Like, we've got a vision for where we want our lives or our companies to be. And sometimes it's naturally easy to focus on the distance from where we are to where we want to be. What's wrong? What's not working, right? That's the gap. Well, if we look, and we're always looking forward at the gap, right? Here's what we want to do next. Sometimes when you're feeling that way, you need to take a step and look backwards and look at the gain. Look at what you've accomplished and experienced and achieved. And that puts you into that word that you talked about earlier, Leticia, which is gratitude. Mm-hmm. When you focus on the gain, you're in gratitude, you're appreciative, and you're excited about what you've accomplished, even though that you know looking forward, you still have a gap to accomplish and achieve. But when you focus on the gain, it's more fulfilling. than focusing on the gap. So stay in gratitude. Just know that you're exactly where you're meant to be, and life gets a whole lot easier.
Well, Brandon, thank you for that. You definitely, I'm going to say it, this is top of my list of my favorite interviews. You've been amazing, full of inspiration. You can tell you're living aligned with your purpose because I feel inspired. So I'm sure that many people out there listening to this do also feel inspired. So you're doing what you said to do on that beach in Hawaii. So congrats to that. Meanwhile, you're meeting Bono and you're meeting all these exciting people. So you're living proof that one can really manifest the best life.
It's amazing when you live life by design. Get clear on what it is that you want to do and just go share your passion. Stop worrying about what other people are going to think and just focus on what it is that you want to share with the world.
Well, thank you for that. I hope to all of you listening that you're as inspired as me, and get those pens, write those goals, and go out, chase your passion. And thank you for tuning in. And until the next episode of Back to Basics. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Back to Basics. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you haven't yet, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite streaming platforms. This is the best gift you can give us. Join me next week for another Back to Basics conversation. And if you want to find out about other exciting things I'm working on, visit leticialatino.com. Thank you, and until the next time.